This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
At the hour on the DJV program, Tuesday, the 30th of April, is upon us. Last day of the fourth month of the year. What's in it for you? Well, same thing that's in it every day for you. A good conversation with great people that you love. Jennifer Horn, everybody loves Jennifer. Victoria Keelan, everybody loves Victoria. Well, a few people here and there. Kara Schillen.
Wow.
Jeez.
You can't just say a nice thing about the people on the
show. I didn't say something
nice. He can't.
I'm teasing.
Just move on. Go on. Move on.
All right. So here we go, Jennifer. What do we have about Rod Rosenstein? Has he been told?
And you're
to
all right
the rose,
to some people,
Jack?
Too, Dougie.
What's that? What?
You're all right to some people, too, Dougie.
I know. And I'm not all right to others. I get that. I've got
all
that
right.
Covered.
Yes. The guy who, well, I guess maybe he doesn't care if he's all right or not because he's leaving, is Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. He appointed the special counsel Robert Mueller to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. He sent his resignation letter to the White House on Monday. Now, I almost want to say again, because Rod Rosenstein has actually resigned before. If you're keeping track, he resigned a few months ago and then said he would stay until Robert Mueller was done with his investigation since he had been overseeing it. Once that report was turned in, he was expected to leave, but the Attorney General, William Barr, said, hey, will you stay, getting us kind of through this because you're the one that hired the guy. So he did. Now he has turned in his resignation letter again, and this time it'll be effective May 11th. And in his resignation, he said, quote, we enforce the law without fear or favor because credible evidence is not partisan. The truth is not determined by opinion polls. We ignore fleeting distractions and focus our attention on the things that matter because a republic that endures is not governed by the news cycle. That was a direct quote from his resignation letter. He found himself as a target for President Trump during the time in his position as he was acting, deputy director of the Department of Justice under Jeff Sessions. And, of course, the head of the Russia investigation. He's also been brought in, sort of incriminated, I guess might be the best word, into the conversation about just how the Russia investigation got started. There are a lot of people on the right side of the aisle, President Trump's side, that think Rod Rosenstein was very much involved with starting this investigation to begin with and not really having the evidence to do it, to back it up. That's still yet to be seen. There's an Inspector General's investigation that should be ending in the next couple of weeks that'll provide more light onto that. But in the end, he seemed to have the respect of the current Attorney General, William Barr. He has stuck up for William Barr, saying that he's an independent-minded person and that he's been trying to do the right thing for the country, not for the person in the White House or not for the Congress that's sitting at Capitol Hill. And so now he leaves. I think people are trying to make a bigger deal out of this than it really is. He's been trying to leave for months. So it's not.
So what is the big deal? I guess that's the... Should we even have brought it up?
Now that we just have a date, I think is probably the most notable thing.
You were talking earlier about what went on in California, that synagogue and the people who were involved, apparently an army vet and an off-duty border patrol officer and a war veteran from Israel, all are heroes when it came to that shooting in the synagogue on Saturday coming to the rescue. There was one woman that was killed, right? How many others injured? Half a dozen?
There was one woman killed, and there were four injured. They've all been let out of the hospital, miraculously enough. The rabbi there, Rabbi Goldstein, was injured. He lost a finger, I believe, and he may lose another one, depending on how he heals. But what was notable here is that these guys at the synagogue in Poway, which is just north of San Diego, they had gone through an active shooter training after the events in Pennsylvania at the, was it the Life Tree Synagogue in Pennsylvania that was attacked a few months ago. And so at the end of last year, they did this active shooter training, and they actually hid a gun in the synagogue. And the rabbi said if he could have afforded it, he would have had armed security at all times, but he couldn't. And, you know, it's a smaller synagogue. He was not able to do that.
You got to have armed security at a synagogue?
The new normal.
Place of worship?
That is the new normal. I live in a heavily populated, heavily Jewish populated area, and they we're in the middle. There's like three synagogues surrounding our apartment complex, and they have, for months now, they've had heavy police patrol every Saturday as people go in and out of the synagogue, and they have,
wow,
like the big SUV, the police SUVs blocking all the entrance so you can't ram a car into it. It's going to probably just even worse because people are no longer free to worship as they choose. That's completely un-American. Yeah. And
it should be the place where you're most comfortable and you're most at peace, and you can actually reflect.
It should be
horrible.
And I was thinking about this with my own church. You know, I have a Catholic church in my community, and you think, well, you've got to be safe there. Who's gonna attack a church in Sunland, California? Well, I'm sure those people in Poway probably thought, who's going to attack our synagogue in a little, you know, a small, relatively small town outside of San Diego. It's unbelievable how the element of safety and security is gone. And that's why this synagogue
is gone. Is freedom gone?
Well, you have to protect yourself. And just to finish the thought here, what's been notable about this synagogue, this attack would have been so much worse. Apparently, the shooter's gun jammed, and that allowed a retired border patrol agent who, I guess, traveled 60 miles or something to go to this synagogue. And he was one of the ones who knew where this weapon was, because anybody with training knew where this hidden gun was. Yeah. He was able to retrieve it. He exchanged fire with the shooter, chased him out to his car. The shooter took off. And that was really what saved the lives of how many more people? We could have been talking about a far worse tragedy. Is it awful that this woman died? Absolutely. Could many more have died? Yep. And so this has got to be on the minds of churchgoers, of believers, of worshipers, of people of faith all across the country. Do I need to have this in my church, in my synagogue, in my community? And the answer is probably yeah. It's awful.
It is awful. Awful, awful, awful. It's sobering. Yeah, these stories. It's so sad.
And this woman thought, I mean, and the other thing about this story is this woman, Lori Kay, who was laid to rest yesterday in San Diego. Yeah. How many of us would like to think that we would do what she did? She, in the...
jumped in front of the rabbi.
All of this chaos, jumped in front of the rabbi and literally saved his life. Yeah. And I guess she was lying there shot on the ground, and her husband, who was a doctor, came rushing in, saw that there was someone down, started administering CPR, realized it was his wife, and passed out next to her. I mean, the two of them were just laying there.
Munga munga. Wow. Pretty sobering stuff. Let me, one other thing here that has to do with sort of the administration of politics and that sort of thing. This has been an argument going on for a long time, especially in farm circles, where the argument in the Labor Department is that these people are employees and these people are not employees, and how do you determine whether someone is a contract employee or somebody is an hourly employee. Apparently, the announcement was made yesterday that the Labor Department has determined workers, people like farm workers or drivers for Uber or people like that, are not employees, but they're independent contractors and are not protected by labor standards. Now, there's a good and a bad to that. There's the way, if you're an independent contractor, you can approach your IRS requirements differently and deduct a lot of things that otherwise you wouldn't be able to deduct. And the other thing, the other side of it is that you won't be entitled to have health insurance or that sort of thing. And so it's a quid pro quo, I think, on these things. But it's been an argument for a long time now. Apparently they've decided this is the way they want to handle it. So interesting to see how it factors in to employees, employment, getting paid, et cetera, as time moves on. Speaking of time, 15 past the hour here on the DJV program, the Giza cotton sheets. As people pay attention to what's going on at MyPillow.com, you see Mike Lindell all over the place, hear radio ads, watch the stuff on television that underscores all the work he's done, the brand, and how it's become so significant. MyPillow spots are everywhere. You can hear MyPillow commercials, and the most recent ones have been a focus on these Giza sheets, the cotton sheets that come from an area in Egypt that has the best cotton. Thus, the Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are fabulously attractive because they feel so good when you wash them. You put them on the bed. Wow, what a great feeling! Jumping into that stuff at night, doesn't it great feel great, ladies, to jump into the bed and have those new clean sheets? It's always it just
feels great. Feels.
Yeah, it does. So Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow available now from MyPillow. Excuse me, at MyPillow.com. We love all the products at MyPillow.com. The Giza sheets are made right here in America. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. I got them on my bed right now. Do you have them on yours? You can get them right now. Going to MyPillow.com is the way to order those Giza sheets today. And using the DJV code, you can save 30%. 30% off and free shipping of these new, this is a brand new product. So normally when some company introduces a new product, they have it at full price. Not the style at MyPillow. 30% off. Use the code DJV and free shipping. That's how it works. It's the new Giza sheets. You'll love them on your bed, and they're fitted. They'll stay there. They're not gonna come off. They've actually fitted sheets that actually fit. Giza cotton. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get yours today. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
How many of you are fans of Kit Kat chocolate bars? Victoria, you like Kit Kats?
Sure, yeah. Sometimes I get them in the movie theater.
Yeah. How about you, Kara? Kit Kats.
Yeah, I love all chocolate.
So maybe you'll like this one. There's a new look coming to the Kit Kat bar. It's going to, the new flavor is mint chocolate. Kit Kat Duos, they're called. First new permanent flavor launched by Kit Kat in about 10 years. Classic crispy wafer, but it's coated in mint cream, the chocolate is. Does that sound appealing? Comes out in December.
I like mint and chocolate. Some people hate mint and chocolate together. I really like it, so it's probably going to be pretty good.
Yeah. You crack them open and you see there's three layers now instead of two. Every once in a while I find them to be fun. I'm not a big fan, but a lot of people I know love these Kit Kats. So the new one comes out in December, boys and girls. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Change at the hour here on the DJD program. Victoria, Kara, and I now turn our attention with you to the music stories of this hour, starting with Billy Idol. What about this? Crank this up. This is Eyes Without a Face.
Oh, this is Dancing with Myself. Come on. This is one of his most iconic songs.
But doesn't it sound a lot like Eyes Without a Face?
No, that's a very, like, slow song.
Ah, I guess I got my order mixed up here. We have a focus on Billy Idol and Bryan Adams together, who are going out on the road this summer for their first ever joint tour. The tour hits 8 cities on the 1st of August. It starts in Guilford, New Hampshire. There's a big outdoor arena there, and then it wraps up 12 days later down in Bristol, Virginia. Tickets for the show go on sale to the general public beginning Friday at 10 local time. Citibank official presale credit card of the tour. The Citi card member gains access to presale tickets starting today. No, today? Tomorrow. 10 o'clock local time. And that's for 24 hours through Citi, C-I-T-I Entertainment. So let's see, they're going to be down at the Mohegan Sun on the 3rd of August in Connecticut. They're going to the Jones Beach Theater in Wantagh, New York on the 4th, Syracuse on the 6th, Clarkston, Michigan. The dates are being played at summer theaters. This is the, you know, a lot of these things happen. One of the great things about first enjoying outdoor concerts, having the fact these guys all tour in the summertime, is kind of fun to be outside and jam into the music. Yes, you like that idea?
I think it's smart for these two to pair up as well, because they're both 80s icons in a different way.
Yeah.
So, and Taylor Swift actually gave Bryan Adams a big bump on her Reputation tour, which was last year. Yeah. And she called him out. He was in town, and she's a fan, and so she brought him up on stage, and they sang this song, Summer of 69. And, you know, that's anytime you... And he sounded great. He sounded exactly like this. And I think that was a big boost for him, because it's a whole new audience.
Yeah, good. All right, speaking of boosting, up next here in our focus, Willie Nelson's 2019 edition of the Outlaw Music Festival Tour, adding a new string of dates with a new lineup of guests, Robert Plant. There's a combo with Willie Nelson, Luke Combs, Bonnie Raitt. Wow, that's fabulous. Willie already has a run of 10 shows booked for the first leg of the tour in June and July with Alison Krauss, Lucas Nelson, Nathaniel Raitt, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They return for a second leg, but then the new guests are going to be there. As I say, Robert Plant, Luke Combs, Brothers Osborne are being added in. Robert Plant and Luke Combs each appear only on one date. Plant in Indianapolis, Combs in Cincinnati. Bonnie Raitt will make multiple appearances. She's a perfect fit for Willie Nelson, and she loves him. She looks up to him like a father figure to her.
She just played at Jazz Fest in New Orleans, and I saw a headline yesterday from Rolling Stone that apparently Bonnie Raitt was phenomenal. She and Van Morrison stole the show.
Oh,
the two
wow.
of them together were just
really?
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good combo, too. Her with the.
I think they played back to back.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. That's a good combo. So anyway, there are new shows in September. East Coast is the focus, Upper Midwest, New Hampshire, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, Ohio. Nelson celebrated his latest trip around the sun by, that was his birthday, debuting Ride Me Back Home. Title track from his next LP, which is out in June. I love this. I just like his stuff. The full itinerary for the Nelson September Outlaw Music Festival Tour available on his website, 28 past the hour on the DJB show.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, NuGenix, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The ISIS leader appears to be alive and well. After a five-year absence, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi appears in a new video that's clearly intended to rally ISIS supporters. National security analyst Michael Morell says,
there's still tens of thousands of them in Iraq and Syria, so they are far from defeated.
Morell was there on CBS News. The video depicts Baghdadi praising the group that he says is responsible for the series of attacks on Sri Lankan churches and hotels on Easter Sunday. President Trump's taking legal action to keep his banking records from being given to Congress, as Trump, his family, and businesses have all filed a lawsuit to stop Deutsche Bank and Capital One from complying with subpoenas demanding financial records. And this is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Time to start again. Every half hour, we have a fresh chance to revive your faith in us on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, I have much faith in them as the loud leader. There's such a thing as inspirational leadership. You look around, we've had this conversation a lot. I have said on many occasions, I think the only inspiring leader that I see and on the global stage is the Pope, and I even wonder about him sometimes, because none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. You look around and you say, why does this person want to be president? What kind of a president would they be, he or she? And then you think about leaders in business, what kind of a leader. There's always going to be, I think, there's sometimes almost universal support for certain leaders until they have to make a decision. And then when they make a decision, it always happens that some people like it and some people don't. But how is it, I guess I'm asking this collectively, or of the two of you, Kara and Victoria, when it comes to inspired leadership, in this circumstance, I'm the leader, here, and I'm not looking whether I'm inspiring or I'm not. I am who I am. When you think about people you've worked with or worked for, or people that you see on the stage, the general stage of life, there are leaders and there are followers. And much of it has to do with your astrological chart and what your chart really kind of says or flavors about you. You can learn so much, and I find that to be the case. Actually, I haven't had a chart done on either of the two of you, but I think I've figured out how to work with you, and you figure out how to work with me for the most part, so we don't necessarily need it. But if you run into a problem, I know that good leaders try to make things work as much as they can rather than just give up or throw people away. But there are a lot of leaders who, at the slightest sound of any sort of challenge to their leadership, you're fired. And but we've all worked with radio people like that, right? I have, anyway. That's why I decided never to be dependent on those sorts of people. I've worked at a lot of stations in my life individually, along with doing the syndicated program. And so, it's a fickle world. Why did you chuckle like that, Victoria?
Just because sometimes you say things that I find funny.
Oh, really? Why did you find that funny, though? I mean, I think that it is true that some people, on a whim, will say, you're fired.
Well, I was laughing because I thought you were referring to Trump, because that was his whole TV show. He loved to fire people.
No, I wasn't,
but that's a good point.
I try not to bring Trump up much.
I thought that's who you were referring to, yeah.
Lightning rod for all kinds of stuff, as perhaps Joe Biden will be. I saw something that I...
What was the thing you were saying during the break about nudists and Joe Biden? I didn't understand what that was.
Okay,
are they
so
endorsing
the American...
him?
I'm not a nudist, but thank you anyway.
No, are they, meaning nudists,
yes, the American Association of Nude Recreation appreciates the fact that Joe Biden likes to skinny dip.
Who knew he liked to skinny dip? I didn't know that.
I looked this up, and apparently he likes to swim in the nude in his pool, so...
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
I guess if it's his private pool, then...
Yeah.
I always did.
Did he do that when he was the vice president? Because they have a really pretty, like a really nice pool at that house where the vice presidential mansion is or whatever. It's not a mansion, it's just a house, but it's a nice house with a nice pool.
Yeah. It's on the Navy Observatory, isn't it?
Right.
The Navy
mm-hmm.
grounds or something there, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway...
I wonder if he was skinny dipping there, because he'd have to have Secret Service around him all the time.
18% of Americans enjoy skinny dipping.
I've never done that. Have you?
Yes. I was just about to say, Jennifer used to tease me, and McFadden would tease me, because when I had at the other house, I don't have a pool at this house, but at the other house, I had a pool. And I would come in from the hayfield.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd grab a bar of soap.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, right.
Just grab a bar of soap and
jump in. What, you put soap in your pool?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I texted Victoria the other day, and I asked her how you'd survive this long.
I wonder how I've survived this long?
You ran off in the break because you left something cooking on your stove for 20 minutes
which
while we were on air.
Which numerous times since I've been on this show.
I used to take baths in a pool, which is totally counterintuitive.
Yeah.
And I just...
Why is it counterintuitive?
Because you can't get soap out of your chlorine-filled pool.
I don't have chlorine.
You'd have to drain the pool.
I don't have chlorine. I've long since swore off using chlorine.
So what did you have in the pool?
There's a special sand diatomaceous earth that you use. I don't want to be around chlorine. It's horrible for your body.
I get that, but if it's a salt water pool, then was it a salt water pool?
Yeah, it's a salt water pool. Yeah.
Okay. So then nothing kills the bacteria in a salt water pool. So you were just showering and bathing with soap in your salt water pool. I hope you didn't invite anyone else to come over.
It's my pool. I should be able to do what I want.
Fine. If you want to treat it like a giant bathtub, like you're Arthur or something, fine. But I'm just saying, I hope you didn't invite other people into that pool, because that just sounds gross.
Of course they wanted to.
Did you let them know that you had taken a bath in it beforehand?
I didn't make it.
Welcome to my bathtub.
Hang up a sign that said, my 26,000-gallon pool is a bathtub. No, I didn't say that. Joe Biden has raised $6.5 million since he launched. How much is Beto? Who's the champion at the moment?
I thought it was Bernie. I thought Bernie raised the most, but I guess maybe. Is it now Biden?
Joe's, Yeah, I think so.
I know he's 11 points higher in the polling than any other candidate on the Democratic side. So
they don't want to hear this, Republican friends. And I should say, I'm in. You know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. In spirit, I'm more of a Republican than I am a Democrat. I voted both ways. I don't declare myself either a Republican or a Democrat, but I certainly grew up thinking and liking the philosophy of what were called the Rockefeller Republicans. A good example is Bill Weld, who's running against Trump.
Yeah.
The only reason that I found Trump amusing was because of The Apprentice. That's all. I never paid much attention to him in business before that. I always thought he was kind of an egomaniac. But he was never someone that I really cottoned to. I didn't pay any attention to him, as other people have. And as I've
I watched
before,
The Apprentice all the time. I used to love that show.
Yeah, we used to talk. Everybody, we'd laugh about who got fired and the way he did it. The way he did it was very entertaining, frankly. And I think when Arnold tried to do the show, people wanted it to be like it was when Trump did it, and it wasn't, so it didn't succeed. That was pretty simple. Although I think Arnold, in many ways, did a better job with it.
I do,
because
too.
Because he's Arnold is not worth as much money as Trump is, but Arnold has been so smart with his money. Do you know that he owns most of the Main Street in Santa Monica? Most of the buildings between the Venice Line and when you get to, Ocean Park. Most of that real estate,
expensive real estate
he owns. Oh, it's worth $300-400 million worth of real estate right there.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been very smart.
How is he not worth more than Trump then? Oh, I guess, is Trump technically a billionaire?
Trump actually is worth about $3.5 billion. Well, no, I think there's, my friends tell me, who kind of know their way around New York, he used to say he was worth $10 billion, which was bunk baloney.
Yeah.
He's worth about $3.5 billion, apparently. If you put all of the, dodgy stuff together, that's what he's worth. Between he and his family. And I understand, I actually am with them when it comes to, it's too bad it has to come to this business of having to sue the banks, so they don't give the information over. But I don't think it's anybody's business. I really don't. I'm with him on this. It's none of your damn business. People say, well, he could be colluding with people and doing things in his own name. You know what?
Well, it's not about collusion, though. The truth is, he doesn't want anyone to see. Look, the bottom line is, I grew up in New Jersey, and in New York, and so he's been a headline my entire life. And his businesses and his business failings have been headlines. And like you said, I used to watch The Apprentice. I never dreamed that he would end up being a president. But he was a real estate clown. He was, he's a headline.
The character.
But the problem is, the reason he doesn't really want any of that financial stuff out there is because so many of his businesses have struggled financially, like seriously struggled, and he doesn't want all of the loans and all of the money that he owes and the debt and all this other stuff. He doesn't want that exposed. And I do agree with you on that, is that I don't know that necessarily it is anyone's business. But that's really what he's trying to protect. It's not about collusion.
It should be. It isn't about collusion at all. But what it is, interestingly enough, is a guy who takes a chance, takes shots. I don't like the story. I have a person that I know in my life who's had businesses, and he went bankrupt, was sort of forced into it by the bank, didn't have to go that way. But when he did, he hurt a lot of small contractors by not paying them. And apparently there have been three or four companies that Trump has run that have declared bankruptcy. The one I think it was most noted was the Atlantic City
Atlantic City.
Casino.
Yeah, that's a mess. Well,
and a lot of small people got hurt and got hurt badly by it. So that kind of stuff, I understand when people get annoyed with that. It's something that that happens. And it's in my world, if that were to happen, I'd want to, after I recovered, make it good with the people who were hurt. I'm not a big business person, and I've never come close to being bankrupt. Although this business has had its share of bankruptcies, to be sure. The two biggest companies in the broadcast business have gone bankrupt in the last 2.5 years. And that's hurt all of us. I'm the only independent private producer of radio programs left that has no connection to any big business, any big company, any big church, any big anything. just us boys and girls. Here we are having a good time, and it's, we're here because of people like Martha Stewart, who wants us to tell you about her free taste test. She's giving away, Martha Stewart giving away 1, 2, 3 full-sized meals. The new meal kit delivery service called Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley, excuse me, Marley is her partner. So what they've done is put together a great menu, sending fresh food, special ingredients to your house. And it comes, I think, once a week. They can cook up healthy, fulfilling meals right there in less than a half hour. So you have a little dinner conversation before dinner while you're cooking, put it on the table. Smells great, the aromas from some of these great, great dishes. Isn't that fun? Don't you like to do that? I like to. You guys all tease me about my cooking, but
well, because your cooking is really kind of a, just a hot mess. You just kind of take whatever you have and you throw it into a pot. You're a kitchen sink cook.
Yeah, that's kind of, there's something to that. I made up. I took some last night. I took some. What's his Wolfgang Puck has a special sort of veggie noodle thing in his. I bought it at Whole Foods and and I mixed it with some fresh. Stuff that they made, macaroni and kind of a, it was quite tasty, actually. It was yummy. And there you go. So that's not what you can get from Martha and Mary Spoon. You're going to get things that are quite, quite a bit
Martha
different.
Martha and
from
Marley,
that.
Not Mary.
Yeah. What did I say? Martha
Mary.
And Mary? Oh. You know why I said that? Okay, here's the inside. This is how my brain works. Where I live in Massachusetts, the old Wayside Inn is the next town over in Sudbury, Mass., the old Longfellow's Wayside Inn. And next to it is the Martha Mary Chapel.
Oh, okay.
And yesterday I was talking to the innkeeper about, because I do the haying all around the Wayside Inn, and he wanted me to try to get something done this week. I said, I'm going to work because the weather's going to be bad. But the Martha Mary Chapel has some really highfalutin wedding scheduled for this weekend there. So that's how I just was right there, and I just tripped the switch, okay? Dripping the light.
There you go.
Fantastic, on the DJV program. So let's get back to advocating for fresh food and healthy choices from Martha and Marley Spoon. You want to try, let's get to the bottom line here. You want to try these three meals, don't have to pay anything. Yep, you want to be a part of this free taste test? Then you text the word fork, F-O-R-K, to 246-810. That's fork to 246-810. Do it now. A lot of people are taking advantage of this. We tell the story. It's very creative. It's very cool. You get great food sent straight to your door. Again, get the free offer. The first three are free. Text the word fork to 246-810. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Fork, text it to 246-810 for the free meals.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD super formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD super formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD super formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
I just found out 65,000 people are listening to us right now, Chucker. Does that scare you?
No.
No, okay. So we have the music from the Twilight Zone here in the background. That scares some people. Why are we playing? Is it Netflix? No, where? CBS has the new Twilight Show. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and they just renewed Jordan Peele's Twilight Zone TV reboot for season two. And I got to be honest, I haven't seen season one. And I guess the question I would impose on you is how many people are actually watching this show on CBS Access? I want to say not many. I'm sure it's really good. I certainly have an interest in it. I just don't have the time or maybe the motivation to buy.
Right, so I'm going to tell you a little. I'm going to give you a little inside story, Chuck. You ready?
Yeah, and then I got a story for you.
The girls will be interested in this. Okay. So there are four big draws at that CBS, and apparently the number of people who are signing up for CBS. What's it called? All Access? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. So the number of people have since the introduction of the Twilight Zone, the number of subscribers has doubled.
That's good.
So they now have Good Fight, which is from The Good Wife.
Yes.
That's doing very well. They have this show, Twilight Zone.
They have Star Trek Discovery.
And their newest show is a show about women killing their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Women who murder their husbands. And one of the 12 writers on that show happens to be my son.
How cool. And very good.
He's in the, call me last night from the writer's room, because they've already started shooting.
Mm-hmm.
What they're, doing and how they're creating. You know, it's an insightful thing because you always wonder, you know, you see the credits for the writers and what do they really do and how much. It really is interesting and amazing how these people interact with the showrunners, who really are the people that come up with the ideas.
Well, two things. It is very good that a lot of different people in different areas of the medium in the industry get a chance to work, because there's so many so many scripted shows and so many outlets to do it. So that's a good thing. But I really think this is all about motivation. I'll give you an example. I'm a big fan of The Karate Kid from 1984.
Yes.
Last year they did a spin-off show called Cobra Kai, which is on YouTube Red. I bought into it. I thought it was excellent. So the other night, season 2 came out on YouTube Red. So I was motivated enough to spend $11.99, reactivating my account on YouTube Red, and binge watch season 2, and I thought it was very entertaining. Ralph Macchio, who played, the original star of The Karate Kid, Daniel LaRusso, is a star, along with William Zabka, who played the villain in the original movie, Johnny Lawrence. He's sort of not a bad guy in this incarnation, and it's very entertaining. But my point is, for whatever reason, I was motivated to spend $12 to see it. And it's just so many diverse programs. I think it really comes down to, it's got to excite you to want to do it and watch it. So it's very interesting stuff.
Yeah, it is. All right, Passings. John Singleton, very important director, was taken off life support last night. Now he's dead. Yeah, and he was. You liked him.
51 years old.
What were some of the you liked some of the movies that he did?
Well, he was the first African American director to be nominated for Oscar at the age of 24, best director. That was a really good movie back in 91. Cuba Gooding Jr. was one of the stars of that film. Put him on the map. He did a movie called Poetic Justice with Janet Jackson. He directed the second entry in the Fast and the Furious franchise, Too Fast, Too Furious. And then he directed the sequel to Shaft back in 2000, which starred Samuel L. Jackson. He was very respected in business. Listen, anybody that passes away at the age of 51, especially of a stroke, is a sad story.
Yeah, you got to shake it up. So who's directed the newest Shaft that's out in a few weeks or a month? I don't know when it's out.
A guy named Tim Story, who did a couple of the Fantastic Four movies. I got to tell you, I like that trailer. It's I didn't know.
Yeah, I do too.
They had a lot of elements to it, but it's a good trailer. And I'd be
it's got all three of them. So it's got Roundtree and Samuel L. Jackson and this kid, whoever he is. I never saw him before, but it looks good. Yep. All right, you got one quick story. You got 15 seconds.
I do. Wrestler John Cena, who has broken acting pretty successfully, reportedly will join the cast of the latest Fast and the Furious franchise. Oh. Now, Dwayne Johnson is going to do his own thing in that universe, so I guess they want another high-profile type wrestling talent. So John Cena will be in the Fast and the Furious.
That's interesting news. Thank you. Chuck Curry here on the
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.